And it's back to sea. MSC Grandiosa was the first major cruise ship to return to service on Sunday. Just before 2 p.m., the ship set sail from Genoa, Italy, en route to Rome. Guests were tested for COVID-19 at embarkation and will be required to wear a mask in public areas. If all goes well, next weekend, MSC Magnifica will also sail for a seven-night cruise. Holland America Line found a great way to do some good for a Canadian charity. The Greater Vancouver Food Bank found itself on the receiving end of 7 shipping containers full of meats, seafood, and other much-needed food items. With cruises at a halt, this was an opportunity for the cruise line to prevent waste and get some much-needed food to families and seniors in Vancouver. And due to the economic impact the global pandemic has had on the cruise industry, Miami's mayor has extended the waiver of docking and harbor fees for cruise ships at Port Miami until September 10th. The mayor has continued to grant extensions each month since the original waiver was announced on March 13th. And finally, during a design in a pandemic webinar as part of SeaTrade Cruise Talks, there was a discussion about the future of interior designs on cruise ships. Designers mentioned rethinking spaces on board to create more of a personalized experience, focusing less on mass tourism and more on individuality. Members of the panel also mentioned creating more of an outdoor experience for theaters, restaurants, and other venues that have traditionally existed indoors. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.